An air show mishap injures two in Texas. It's a bad time to fly to Japan. And the latest NOAA report holds news good and bad. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, March 14th, 2011. The airshow industry and aviators everywhere are holding their breath for further word on husband and wife airshow team Kyle and Amanda Franklin. Both are reported to have suffered extensive burns when an engine failure during a wing-walking performance forced Kyle's Waco down off-airport during a show at Air Fiesta 2011 at the Brownsville South Padre Island International Airport in Texas Saturday afternoon. Amanda was able to get quickly back into the plane when it became obvious it was going down, but after ruling out a turn back for the runway or setting down in a portion of the field prepared for a pyrotechnic show, Kyle's last resort was a tight clearing in an area of mesquite trees. Get more detail and follow the updates as we learn more at aero-news.net. The U.S. State Department is warning U.S. citizens to cancel any non-essential travel to Japan, even to regions not severely impacted by last week's earthquake and tsunami, at least until April 1st. The department warns there are shortages of food, water, and supplies. Sendai and some other airports remain closed. Many roads are in poor condition, and some are closed to all but emergency traffic. With a possible core meltdown underway at the Fukushima nuclear plant in Ohumacho and other plants offline, rolling blackouts of 3 hours are being used to manage demand. All major airlines have suspended fees for changing flights to Japan. The State Department urges you to take advantage and visit some other time. AOPA's Air Safety Institute is out with another in its series of NOAA reports on general aviation accidents, this one for the year 2009. Since NTSB investigations generally take about a year to produce final reports on accident causes, 2009 is the latest calendar year for which data was available. The report shows commercial GA operations improved their safety rate by a third over 2008, and fatal accidents in that sector were down 88%. Commercial helicopter rates were up slightly. Accidents due to mechanical causes reached a record 17% of all accidents, with more than half of fatal accidents due to mechanical causes happening in home builds. Find more detail and comments from AOPA Foundation President Bruce Landsberg in the text version of this story, dated March 12th, at aero-news.net. Up next on ANN, Aeroflot buys more Boeing airliners. Helicopter manufacturers did well last week, and the A400M is cleared for production. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 14th. I'm Paul Plack. The Russian national airline Aeroflot has placed an order for six Boeing 777-300ERs and two 777-200ERs. The order was previously attributed to an unidentified customer on Boeing's orders and deliveries website. Vitaly Savalyev, general director of Aeroflot Russian Airlines, explained, quote, "These Boeing 777 airplanes will strengthen our network strategy, particularly the international growth opportunities we expect from our joint businesses with SkyTeam partners when servicing the 2014 Sochi Olympic Games and the 2018 FIFA World Cup. We value the combination of size, range, and performance, as well as the extensive customer amenities," unquote. Russian suppliers and designers have worked on the 777 family. Aeroflot is a member of SkyTeam, the global airline alliance. To date, 7 out of 10 SkyTeam members have ordered a total of 141 777s. International Lease Finance Corporation has finalized an order for 33 Boeing next-gen 737-800s. The order, with a list price value of more than $2.6 billion, is part of the company's initiative to modernize its fleet and better balance its airplane portfolio. Bell Helicopter Reports wrapping up Heli Expo 2011 in Orlando last week with signatures on contracts for 41 helicopters. CEO John Garrison commented, quote, "The mix of aircraft and the geographic diversity are positive indications for our entire industry, and more importantly, global confidence in Bell Helicopter," unquote. Oh yeah? Well, Eurocopter says it had 68 orders at the show, spread among 8 helicopter types. Howhai General Aviation Company, Limited, is a wholly owned subsidiary of a major logistics provider in China. The company has 2 Cessna Grand Caravans and likes them well enough to order 11 more. The company will also take delivery of 3 new Citation Encore Plus business jets, according to a news release from Cessna. Deliveries of the aircraft are expected before the middle of this year. Airbus Military has given the green light to the industrial launch of the A400M airlifter and approved the start of series production. The first 4 series aircraft will be produced in 2012, and the production rate will gradually be ramped up to 2.5 per month by the end of 2015. The company has also announced that Rafael Tentor, who has led the program for 4 years, is handing over responsibility to Cedric Gauthier, currently president and chief executive of Eid Sugarma, who will lead the program to certification, delivery, and entry into service. Gauthier assumes his new duties April 1st, and Tentor will remain with the company. Airbus Military holds 174 orders for the A400M from 8 customers. Civil certification is expected late this year, with first delivery to the French Air Force in late 2012 or early 2013. Still ahead, SpaceX expands in Texas. Pratt & Whitney's updated RS-68 rocket gets closer to flight. And U.S. Airlines finish a secret project. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, March 14th. I'm Paul Plagg. Space Exploration Technologies and the city of McGregor, Texas, signed a lease agreement last week allowing SpaceX to expand the size of its rocket development facility there. Under the deal, SpaceX will lease 631 acres for its test facility. The new lease will more than double the current size of the 256-acre site on the western edge of the city and will last almost 10 years, till January 31, 2021. SpaceX CEO and CTO Elon Musk commented, quote, "This lease will allow us to move forward on the growth we have planned for Texas. SpaceX already has more than $2.5 billion in launch contracts for us to carry out over the next few years. McGregor is going to be a very busy place," unquote. SpaceX was founded in 2002 and now employs over 1,250 employees in Texas, California, Florida, Virginia, Alabama, Washington, D.C., and the Kwajalein Atoll. Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne says its RS-68A hydrogen-fueled production rocket engine has been validated and is ready to power a heavy-lift vehicle into space. The first of 3 RS-68A production engines to undergo a hardware acceptance review has been shipped to Decatur, Alabama, for integration onto a United Launch Alliance Delta IV heavy launch vehicle. 2 more engines will undergo hardware acceptance reviews by the end of April after completion of their hot firing testing at Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. Those engines will then be installed onto the launch vehicle. The 3 engines are scheduled to boost the Delta IV heavy next year, carrying a government payload into orbit. Each RS-68A engine provides 705,000 pounds of liftoff thrust. That's 42,000 more than the earlier RS-68 engine. And finally today, the FAA reports U.S. airlines have completed a secret project to disable oxygen generators in the lavatories of all airliners in the fleet. The agency will say only that in working with other federal agencies, it discovered a potential safety and security vulnerability. A new oxygen system, which can be used fleet-wide without presenting the threat, is reportedly in the works. In the meantime, we're assured that flight attendants will be able to help us if a rapid decompression event happens while we're in the porcelain lounge. You know, it's funny. I never would have guessed the gas posing the biggest danger in the lab was oxygen. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller talks about flight into known icing, specifically in a Q400. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.